Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. That's the very heart of the scripture reading which we just heard. And as you know, this is the very heart of the entire scriptures. Way back from the beginning, when man first fell into sin, through all of the Old Testament times, the message was clear as the prophets spoke of the Redeemer who was to come to save sinners. From the very announcement of the angel that Jesus would be born, through his public ministry, his suffering, his crucifixion, and his resurrection, on to the time that he spoke to his apostles to go and proclaim the message to all the world, it was the message of Jesus who came to save sinners. And as those apostles, beginning with Peter on Pentecost to the last words spoken by John, did their work, they proclaimed Christ who came to save sinners. It is the essence of the scriptures as proclaimed by those who preached. And it is the very heart of the mission of the Christian church through all times. Preaching Christ crucified. The center, the essence of it all. Down to our very time. And as Paul directs his words to Timothy, this is to be the heart of his ministry. To let the world know, wherever he went, in the city or in the country, with crowds or with individuals, whether he was preaching or teaching or counseling or admonishing, or whatever he was doing, Christ, who came to save sinners, needed to come through. Sounds very simple, doesn't it? But it isn't quite that simple, as Paul indicates in the rest of the scriptures before us. Paul, as you know, had the privilege of studying the scriptures very carefully under some of the greatest theologians of the time. And yet this Paul, well educated in the scriptures, devoted his earlier ministry to the task of fighting the very God who had sent Jesus to redeem the world. He did it with all his might. He used every skill and every power that he had. He went about using trickery and deception and cunning and politics and whatever he could lay his hands on to convince people that the message of Jesus having risen from the dead is a lie. Now, what did God do about a man like that? God had pity on him. God was merciful to Paul. God came to him singly and individually and turned him around and gave him an opportunity to repent and to be forgiven. God gave him the privilege of time and meditation to concentrate on the real meaning of the scriptures which he had learned, and in his patience prepared him through this personal faith repentance experience for a ministry that lay ahead. And this is what he is telling Timothy he will need to do. as he goes on with his ministry, Timothy, too, must always be aware of the fact that he is chief among sinners. He, first of all, needs God's mercy and grace and forgiveness. He needs day after day to come in repentance and faith for a renewal in Jesus Christ. And this will equip him to speak, equip him to decide, equip him to choose his priorities, to face his problems, to deliver a message. And the message being, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And of course, this message of Paul to Timothy is also a message to you and me in our ministry today. Whether it be the ministry of research and study and preparation, or whether it be teaching or preaching or counseling or admonishing or whatever it is that God calls us to do in the days and years to come, we must be witnesses to Jesus Christ, who in our words, in our facial expressions, in the feelings which emanate from us as we interact with human beings, forever come through with the truth, the beautiful, comforting truth that God forgives sinners, of whom I am chief. This we live, and this we proclaim by the power as God provides. Amen.